Hello, and welcome to EXAM, KBIA's look into education issues in Mid-Missouri. I'm Hope Kerwin. For the past 10 years, Columbia Public Schools has continued to see an increase in enrollment, adding about 150 students every year. Despite this growth, the school district has tried to maintain the same class size, turning to trailers to add more classrooms. KBIA's Kyle Norris tells us how the school district hopes to move away from this temporary fix by creating a more permanent space for growing classes.
For elementary school music teacher Lindsay Teveybaugh, music is a powerful education tool. She teaches over 300 students the importance of beat, rhythms, pitches, and harmonies. Teveybaugh has a good-sized room to teach in, but it's not the typical classroom. She teaches from one of multiple trailers at West Boulevard. She is not the only class that isn't in the main building.
The music and art room are in trailers this year. There's one fourth grade class out of three that's in a trailer, and both fifth grade classes are in a trailer. And there are two special ed and reading specialist trailers.
Teveybaugh says there is plenty of space to teach and move around in the room, but storage is an issue.
I've got a lot of instruments that are just out. I have a closet, but it doesn't have shelves, and I have a couple of portable storage units, but it would be nice to have things like built in.
And students have less time to play those instruments because of the walk outside to the trailer.
Anytime if the weather's cold or rainy or hot or anything, if there's any kind of variance in temperature, then that makes it complicated to get kids in and out.
But when space becomes an issue and there's simply not enough classrooms to fit the need, the trailers get the job done. And Lisa Turner, the homeschool communicator at West Boulevard, says that some teachers may actually like the trailers for teaching.
I think it's no different than being in the building and in a trailer. A lot of times the teachers in the trailers prefer that because they have a little more privacy, a little more one-on-one.
The plan is that trailers at West Boulevard will not be needed much longer as construction crews are adding on to the school as part of Columbia Public Schools' Comprehensive School Improvement Plan. Teveybaugh says all classrooms, including art and her music class, will be in the main building sometime next school year. West Boulevard is not the only school undergoing construction. Shepherd Boulevard Elementary School is expanding, and two new elementary schools are under construction. One is near Battle High School, while the other is on the south side of town. CPS spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the district has tried to attain one main goal throughout the expansion.
The school district has been working really hard on maintaining class sizes, which is one of the reasons why we've seen the addition of trailers over the last several years.
Baumstark says although the district is currently using about 90 trailers, that's down from several years ago when CPS was using 175 trailers. She says the district has been able to eliminate trailer use at the high school and middle school level. And now the goal is to eliminate the need for trailers at the elementary schools.
Right now we're in the phase where we're trying to keep up with the growth and then plan for future growth.
As the district continues to grow, music class goes on at West Boulevard, but time is limited for how long it will be in a trailer.
If you have red sticks, come put them away and find your spotted line.
Kyle Norris, KBIA News.
For KBIA's exam, I'm Hope Kerwin. Thanks for listening.